thanks for downloading this podcast, produced especially for students studying health at Carmel Catholic High School. It's that time of year again when in class we're talking about mental health issues. Many of my students are telling me that they're stressed right now and they're having to come up with a variety of coping strategies in order to maintain their stress levels. I thought it would be a great idea to hand this podcast over to my students to let them talk a little bit more about stress and what they do to maintain their stress. First up is Nikki, one of my seniors.
Stress is the reaction of the body and mind to everyday challenges and demands. It is something that is present in each of our lives and in itself is very normal. However, if it is not dealt with properly, it can be harmful. High school students have a variety of stressors, including school, family, work, friend troubles, and college applications. Each student has unique stressors and has his or her own way of dealing with them.
Each age group of students that I teach maintain that they are the most stressed. Let's listen to one of my younger students and see what causes her stress.
Hi, my name is Caitlin and I am a freshman. One thing in my life that causes me stress is large crowds. Whenever I'm in the middle of one, my heart rate instantly speeds up and I feel like there are walls that are closing in all around me. I cope with my stress by using a technique called mindfulness. I look around at my surroundings and specifically take note of the colors I see, the fragrances I smell, the things I taste, and the way my feet feel on the ground. My heart rate starts to slow down and the walls around me start to go away.
Hi, my name is Ed and I'm a sophomore. One thing in my life that causes me stress is not reaching my potential. It's usually when, you know, you have one idea in your head and you get less than that. One way I can cope with this is just kind of laying all my work down and just hanging out with friends or doing some exercises to get my mind off of it. Thanks.
Caitlin and Ed there. Let's listen to two of my seniors and see if their coping strategies are different from those of my younger students.
Hi, I'm Brittany and I'm a senior. I'm pretty ambitious, so I like taking on many different responsibilities at a time. This is often my downfall, however, and I get very stressed out. I often am so busy with clubs, practices, jobs, and academic responsibilities, and I worry constantly about successfully making all my deadlines. To relieve my stress, I listen to music. I take some time to put on my iPod, and the stress of everything else melts away. I feel more at ease and happier rather than frustrated.
Hi, my name is Nick, and I am a senior. One thing in my life that causes me stress is the need to balance the rigors of my schoolwork with the college application process. Applying to college is very time-consuming and can often take away from an already busy schedule. There are often essays to write for each college, and the applications are often very lengthy and must be filled out accurately. Despite this added workload, my schoolwork must still get done. I cope with my stress in the following way. When I first started high school, and I was confronted with a very busy schedule, my dad taught me a very memorable lesson. He told me to always remember one thing. No matter how hard things get or how heavy the load, in the end, I always seem to finish my work and do well. After thinking about it, I realized he was right. This has always had a calming effect on me and given me the confidence that I will complete my work and be successful. Having a can-do attitude can give a person the confidence they need and relieve stress in the process.
It's nice when past students return and share with me that they still remember some of the things that we covered in health class. Megan popped in recently because she wanted to share what makes her stressed.
Hi, my name is Megan, and one stressor in my life is homework. I play tennis, and because I do, I find it a challenge to manage my time well and to hit all my deadlines. One thing I do to manage my time is I prioritize my work, ensuring that the most important assignments get completed first.
Hello, my name is Adriana. During my first 2 years of high school, everything ran pretty smoothly. I was getting good grades and I was quite relaxed. But now that I've entered my junior year, things sure have gotten harder. I'm now taking AP classes that requires commitment and time. That's definitely a big stressor for me. The amount of homework I get is significantly larger and more complicated, which makes it difficult to prioritize. A great outlet for me is actually the fine arts department. Everyone in there is full of energy and in a great mood. That helps me relax and lets me be myself. Not only are my peers a great distressor, but I could become another person through acting in theater or sing my heart out in choir.
In health class, we spend a lot of time discussing different ways to cope with stress. I'd like to thank Adriana, Megan, Nick, Brittany, Ed, Caitlin, and Nikki for coming in and sharing their coping strategies. Until next time, stay healthy. Stressed out, stressed out.